Every one of us has a unique perspective. And to understand the perspective of the Apostle Paul, we need to look at that little phrase at the conclusion of this passage of Scripture, in which Paul says that I am an ambassador in chains. Paul understood himself as an ambassador. That is, he had a mission, a task that God had given him. And that mission was to proclaim the power of God and the mercy of God. He also said he was an ambassador in chains. He was shackled, bound, captured. Paul often wrote his epistles while sitting in a dark, dank prison cell in the first century. And because Paul was an ambassador in chains, it gave him a unique perspective about the world in which he lived and what he needed to live in that world. Paul says that the world in which he lives is a world that is frequently hostile to faith. And to be a Christian in this world is often a struggle. And in order to face up to the opponents, the rivals that we encounter day by day in following Jesus, we need some equipment. We need to be equipped for the task. And the equipment we need is not something we in and of ourselves can produce, but rather it is divine equipment. Equipment that God provides. And so in the passage that Jimmy read for you a few moments ago, we see the pieces of apparel that Paul said Christians need to wear. The equipment they need to see life through. The first thing that Paul mentions is the belt of truth. Paul says, cinch yourself, bind yourself with the belt of truth. Do you remember that Jesus said to his disciples, let your yes be yes and your no be no? Jesus always counseled truthful speech. Paul added to that, speak the truth in love. Not just the truth, but truthful speech in a loving way. We need the truth not only to be spoken in love, but we need to realize that in a polytheistic world, a world with many gods and goddesses worshipped by the people of the world, that we can quickly see our beliefs become vulnerable. And therefore, we need to bind ourselves or cinch ourselves to the truth. Do you remember that Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness? And the way that Satan tempted Jesus was to say to him, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. If you are the Son of God. He attempted to place doubt in the mind of Jesus as to Jesus's true identity and mission. Because those doubts are often placed in our minds, we need to cinch ourselves to the truth. The second piece of equipment Paul talked about was the breastplate of righteousness. Paul suggests here that we need to protect that part of ourselves that is so vital. The breastplate that soldiers wore in that day protected their hearts, their lungs, their spleen, their liver, their kidneys, their vital organs. And so Paul says, protect your hearts, because your hearts will be challenged. There are many choices you face in the world in which you live. You have the choice of doing right and the choice of doing wrong. You have the choice of going the way that Christ offers or the way the world offers. And so he said, protect your hearts. And then he talked about, third, wearing the shoes of peace, being shod with peace. I grew up in the mountains of Southwest Virginia, just a few miles from the Appalachian Trail. Even as a young man, I spent many hours hiking. I still love to hike. And one of the things I've learned across the years from hiking is that you never economize on your boots. You always have a strong pair of boots, a good fitting pair of boots. Because at the end of a long day on the trail, if your boots do not fit well, you will pay the price. And so Paul said, you need to have the right shoes. Be shod, he says, with peace. Now, when we think of peace, we think of the achieving of that inner balance, that sort of equilibrium, the peace that passes all understanding, of which Scripture speaks. But Paul's also talking about our Christian vocation, which is to live and to tell the gospel of peace. Be shod, he said, with peace. The fourth piece of equipment is the shield of faith. I do not know much about ancient warfare, but I've read that in ancient warfare, in the days when warfare was bow and arrow and shield and spear, that armies would line up close to one another, and they would hold their shields in front of them and overlap their shield with the soldier to their right and to their left. And that way, when a volley of arrows came from the enemy, there would be no way that the arrows would be able to penetrate the shields that had been placed up by the soldiers. In other words, stay close to the person on your right and on your left, because your safety in large measure is determined by your closeness to the people around you. Paul is saying here, surround yourself with a community of believers, because trying to live your life in the world, a Christian life in the world in which we live, we can't do it by ourselves. We need to have that community of believers who encourage us and stand alongside us. And then Paul says the fifth piece of equipment is the helmet of salvation. If you go to war, you need to wear a helmet. If you play football, you need to wear a helmet. If you ride a bicycle, you need to wear a helmet. If you play golf with me, you need to wear a helmet. A helmet protects our heads, that part of the human body with which we think and we reason. Paul knows that you love God not only with your heart and your soul and your strength, but that Jesus taught we are to love God with our minds. We are to use our reason and exercise our reason in the cause of faith. Salvation is not only accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Salvation is also learning about what it means to follow Jesus. So we wear the helmet of salvation. And then finally, Paul talked about the sword of the Spirit, carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Swords had two sides. And because swords had two sharp edges, one on either side, swords cut both ways, to the right or to the left. And here, when he talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He's talking about the Word written in the Scriptures, but also the Word living, capital W, the Word made flesh, Jesus. And Paul is suggesting here that God's Word cuts both ways. It not only instructs us and teaches us, it also judges us and challenges us. And so we need to carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. To be an effective deacon, to be an effective Christian, we need to have the right equipment. Paul says the right equipment is to cinch yourself to the truth, to protect your heart, to walk in peace, to surround yourself with a community of believers, to learn about your salvation, and then to submit yourself to the correction that God offers so that we grow each and every day in the likeness of Christ. May we pray. Equip us, O God. Equip these deacons, equip these members, equip this church to live the life you taught us to live, so that we can be your disciples in a challenging world. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Our hymn this morning is, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. Let us join in singing our hymn together.